We are exactly halfway through the 8 o'clock hour on a Thursday morning. It's the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the program. A lot of important things that we've covered so far this morning. As we know, the case rate is skyrocketing, not just across the country, but across the state and here in Orange County as well. To tackle that and a lot of other things, we welcome the mayor, Bob Whalen, with us this morning. Welcome, Mr. Mayor. How are you today? Bob, do I have you on there?
Yeah, you were cutting out a little bit, but now I have you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. You got me clear now?
Lost you there, Ed.
Okay. Let's see if this is working now. I've got all the buttons. I'm sure I have all the right buttons pressed. Let's see if we can't make this work. Okay. Are you able to hear?
I'm hearing you.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome. And first of all, thank you very much for being here. I know you've got a busy week. I know you have a busy schedule, and we appreciate your time with us this morning. I want to start off with congratulating you on a third term as our mayor.
Well, thank you, Ed. Yeah, it was very, rewarding and humbling to be voted in the other night by all five council members for a third term, which I think is unprecedented here. But it's really because we're in unprecedented times. I think as Mayor Pro Tem Kemp said when she nominated me, we're in the middle of the worst of the pandemic. And I've had a lot of experience the last 10 months working on that front and center. So I'm looking forward to another year.
Okay. Well, as a citizen, I just want to say how comforted I hope I speak for the entire community that we're comforted that this is your third term. We're comforted that it's you, and not to take away from any of the other council members who are all great people and qualified, I'm sure. But there's a certain level of comfort. America loves it when things work, and it seems you have a formula that works for us. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm going to work hard to make that true this next year as well.
Okay. A lot of things to cover this morning. Let's start with fire mitigation. I know that you're very involved in the fire mitigation here in Laguna Beach. And this past weekend, Cal Fire, Orange County Fire Authority, and the Orange County Sheriff's Department, well, they held two public meetings to hear from residents about the evacuation effort. And the same thread seemed to be coming across most of the comments. And that was a problem with communication being an issue for them. Here in Laguna Beach, what plans do we have? And I know that we have the Nixle. What plans do we have for fire mitigation here?
Well, we're right in the middle of an evacuation study, and you put your finger on it. And our emergency disaster preparedness coordinator participated in those briefings just to get the information of how did it work up there, what worked well, what didn't work well. And this was part of the, wildfire mitigation study, something we began and funded, 8-9 months ago. It got held up with COVID. But
I lost you there, Mayor.
It's an evacuation study. Did I lose you, Ed?
Yeah, you faded in and out on me there.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's okay. This is radio. That's live radio, which is why we love this.
Anyway, it's an evacuation study. It's a modeling study that is going to be done for us, and we should be getting in the next month or so. And it's how do you evacuate the town, and what are the evacuation zones, and how long will it take, and what are the choke points? So we're going to get a lot of detail on that because evacuation is key in the time of emergency.
Right. So you communicate, let's say, and just for the sake of argument, you communicate to top of the world, hey, a fire is moving your direction. These are the ways out. And those people at the top of the world should know that well in advance, though, right?
Yeah, and we're hoping to get the system sophisticated enough that we can, instead of a citywide Nixle, we can target the neighborhood and do it in sequence, because you got to do things in order. If everybody panics and runs at once, we saw that in 93.
Right.
It just chokes down the whole system. So, that's the plan, and I'm looking forward to hearing a lot of the details on that in the next few months.
Okay, we'll definitely be following up with you on that. Another thing that it's a passion of yours is the merchant disaster preparedness, And I know that in under normal circumstances, under any other year, it would have been those great plastic gates that we put up to stop flooding from coming in on Forest Street for the merchants. It's that kind of thing. But now disaster means a completely different thing for the merchants, doesn't it?
Well, right now it's an economic disaster,
right.
For them. I've been on the phone with a lot of them the last few days. And, once things shut down this past weekend and we shut down the promenade, businesses dropped dramatically downtown and throughout town. And, the restaurants in particular, because they're now closed for everything except takeout. So what I want to do in the strongest terms, and I said it the other night, is please support our local restaurants. You know, get takeout for your neighbor and bring it back and drop it on their front porch. This is the only way these restaurants are going to survive and make it through. I mean, it's just such a difficult situation. And for our local merchants, you know, shop local, figure out what you want, get in, get out, make a local purchase, and see what you can do to help our merchants. It's just the worst time for them, Ed, for this to happen again in the holiday season.
It is. It absolutely is. We absolutely should, everybody, each and every one of us, support our local merchants, first of all, but support our restaurants by taking takeout. You also made an important point on Tuesday night about takeout. I think a caller asked if you were allowed to pick up takeout and then sit outside the restaurant and eat it.
Yeah, we had specific discussions with the county health officer on that, who had discussions with Sacramento, and the answer is no. And the rationale is that the whole rationale behind this order is to avoid gatherings with people outside your household. And, if you just go and order the takeout and sit outside with six or eight people, that's not avoiding the gatherings. So, yeah, you have to take the food and take it home. We've been on the phone with our restaurants, and our police business liaison unit is going around today, in fact, with some letters to those who haven't been complying. The first step will be to urge compliance, and I think a lot of them, most of them will. And if they don't, then, we'll go to step two, and there are tools that we have, we hope not to use, but there are tools that we have to seek compliance if there really are a couple restaurants not complying.
Okay. We know that with 8 days to go until another spending deadline in Washington, the prospects of Congress agreeing to writing and voting on a massive stimulus proposal before Christmas, we know that's pretty slim. But I was struck with a question the other day that one of the sticking points is state and local funding. So that's where one of the arguments is, of course, obviously with liability protection as well, but with state and local funding. And the way it works is, the federal government sends it to the state to the county, and the county to the city. So if, in fact, we were to get funding, is there a dollar amount that you can envision getting us through the summer? What kind of money would we ask for from the county?
Well, I think there's kind of two pieces to that. One is, what would the city need for its budget? But then the larger number and the larger question is, what do we need for small businesses? Right. So from a city perspective, I'd like to see something that helps us backfill the hole that we're going to find from, hotel bed taxes, sales taxes, all that stuff's drying up, maybe $500,000 or $1 million.
Okay.
But for more, I would like to see small business relief. We got to have, like the PPP the first time around. We have to get to a point where these retailers and restaurants in particular can cover, cover payroll for some people to get through to the point where they can be open again. So I know that's in the package they're looking at. So let's get it done. I mean, frankly, Ed, it's pathetic that they haven't been able to get another relief package out at the peak of the pandemic.
I'm shaking my head, and I'm in absolute total agreement, and it's something we've been barking here for the last several weeks, a couple of months, in fact. So it should have been done a while back. And we're expecting a lot of finally to be vaccinated as a collective, as a country, by the end of summer. So we would expect still not to get a lot of bed tax even at the beginning of the summer, I'm guessing. So, yeah, we would need to see our way through that.
Yep. We have to, you know, we'll take it one step at a time and we'll see. I mean, I think if people do really take it, like we saw in the spring, if people really do take this stay at home and minimize contact, the numbers will start to go down. The vaccine will help the numbers to go down, and we'll phase out of this, you know, into the springtime. I think we'll, you know, things will loosen up again and the numbers will start coming down. But it starts with really, you know, as much avoidance as you can achieve. Right. I mean, that's what it's all about.
It's all about...
Don't mix with others.
Right. Don't share air. That's what we've been barking here for a while now.
don't share air.
Don't share air. The last month, since the election, for the last month, there have been conservative media touting that the election is fake, that it's stolen. And we know that on January 20th, a new president will be inaugurated. Do we have any plans here in town for an increased police presence on Inauguration Day?
We haven't talked about that yet. No, it's not a topic we've turned to, but now that you've raised it, we'll certainly, you know, talk it through. Our police department does a really good job when, you know, in terms of monitoring, you know, social media. There's a whole intelligence network set up in Orange County for all the law enforcement, and they can get a pretty good sense of what's going to be coming, what's going to be happening, what's planned. So they'll monitor all that, and if we need to, we certainly will do that.
Okay. All right. And what's on the agenda for next week? What do you got planned?
Next week is a special meeting, and it really is dealing with, we're having a parliamentarian come in to talk to us a little bit about running meetings and what, you know, what's the lines of communication between council members and between council and the public. And it's a little tutorial, if you will, on Robert's Rules of Orders, which is in our municipal code. That's how we're supposed to operate. So we'll spend about an hour and a half doing that next week, and then we'll be off for the holidays till January 12th, I believe.
Okay. Now, having this parliamentarian in, that sounds fantastic. Actually, is that something that we can all witness? Can we tune into to Cox Cable 852 or the radio station and hear it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. It's an open meeting, yeah, as all of our meetings are. So everybody will be able to hear. I think we've got it scheduled for an hour and a half.
Okay. All right. Mayor Whalen, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you being here, and certainly at the most important time here where our numbers across Orange County are just skyrocketing, and there's so much stuff on your plate. We really, really appreciate your time with us today.
Thank you, Ed, and look forward to talking to you next week. And, you know, one last thought, and maybe we could talk about it more next week. I want people to not despair during the holidays. So maybe we can talk about some resources and they can reach out to for people who are really feeling lonely and depressed. So we'll maybe put that on our agenda for next week.
Okay. I actually, and while I have you on, yes, I think that I have a number here. It's 800-273-8255. And if you need any kind of help, any kind of emotional support, 1-800-273-8255. Thank you very much for that, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks for doing that, Ed. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You as well, sir.